Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. One holy
Holy Lamb, the Poet Voices. And that'll wrap things up for the All Quartets edition of the program. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope to see some of you at the National Quartet Convention. If you have a request that you'd like to share, please call our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs according to the Singing News Magazine October chart. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know Him and to make Him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Red Hot Deals are happening now at Ace Hardware, but only through September 30th. Keep your backyard lively with Ace Bird Suet, 11 ounces, just $1.29 each, or stock up on KT Songbird and Wild Bird Food. Buy one, get one free. And don't forget to grab your RV and marine antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home and backyard, but hurry, they end September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
This year, the House on the Rock attraction celebrates 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Be part of the fun with a unique fall job, perfect for earning extra holiday cash. From seasonal positions to an exciting operations manager opening, there's something for everyone who loves working in a place that's anything but ordinary. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1274, or visit thehouseontherock.com to apply. The House on the Rock, where work becomes an experience you'll never forget.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
I can't believe they're moving the team to another city.
True, but you'll never forget all the joy they brought into your life.
Joy? They made the playoffs twice in 50 years.
Gosh, those two times were pretty great, weren't they?
How would I know? I wasn't even born yet.
Just think of all the free time you'll have on game days.
Those games were the highlight of my week.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
When your car needs attention, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the place to go. We offer high-quality repairs and unmatched customer service. Our free loaners ensure you're never left without a ride. With a reputation built on trust and excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is dedicated to keeping you and your car happy. Choose us for your auto body repair needs and see why we're the best. Drive in today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
Driplus Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driplus Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarea LLC.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony DeGrand for WRCO. Seeing some more patchy fog this morning and maybe even a few sprinkles. Once the fog lifts, we are going to continue to see cloudy skies throughout the day. Periodic showers are possible, all generated by a warm front that is just to our south. This stubborn low pressure system will slowly slide off to the south and east, only to be replaced by another low pressure system coming in about midweek and giving us another chance for some showers and maybe even some thunderstorms. Temperatures this week, though, should be right around the seasonal high in the upper 60s to low 70s. We're even going to warm up quite a bit into the mid to upper 70s by later on this week. The first day of fall will feel like the first day of fall on your Monday, even a little warmer than what we would expect with highs in the upper 70s. We'll see some patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy skies with periodic showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday and a high of 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, scattered showers do continue, more fog developing after midnight and a low of 58. Winds will be calm. On Monday, mostly cloudy skies, a 40% chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe even a few thunderstorms, a high of 78. On Monday night, mostly cloudy with lingering rain chances and a low of 59. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a few rain chances possible and a high of 75. We'll dry out for Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day, a high of 73 degrees and a low around 56. Thursday, mostly to partly cloudy, but then increasing clouds again. On our Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies on Friday to start, but then a few more clouds in the afternoon and a high of 77 degrees for your Friday. Looking ahead to next weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant and a high of 77. Well, I hope you have a great day. I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It is a foggy 59 degrees, up from a morning low of 58. Yesterday, we had a high of 73, and we also saw 18 hundredths of an inch of rain. As for a record high, that was set all the way back in 1908 at 89 degrees. A record low of 26 was set back in 1956. As for last year, our high was 79, our low 53. Sunset today at 7:01, sunrise tomorrow at 6:48. Just a trace of precipitation during the overnight. The barometer is up to 29.91. Winds are light out of the northwest. Again, it's 59 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Sunday Morning News is sponsored today by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The Wisconsin man wanted for kidnapping and killing his three young daughters in Washington State may have been found dead. Authorities believe they found the remains of Travis Decker, who was the subject of multiple large-scale searches after his daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9, were found dead last June at a campground about 100 miles east of Seattle. The remains of 32-year-old Pewaukee native found less than a mile from the original crime scene have yet to be positively identified. Authorities say clothing and other personal items found in the area lead to their belief that the remains are those of Decker. Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel is holding its 68th annual Chicken Barbecue today, starting at 10:30. Dine-in or carry-out is available. You can also call 375-4257 for deliveries. There will also be a raffle, bingo, beanbag tournament, kids games, auction, petting zoo, meat paddles, sawdust money hunt, and face painting. St. Pat's Church Loretto is having their fall festival today. The day begins with Mass at 10:15, followed by open pit barbecue beef served buffet style, or drive through until 2:30. Paddle wheel and Sunday's a big football game will be going on in the pavilion along with your favorite refreshments. The 9th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, continues today and again next weekend. The tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is free of charge, but you're encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases. Be sure to dress for the weather. The tour is happening rain or shine. The 9th annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour will be held today and again next Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 4 all days. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. Sauk County Justice, Diversion, and Support, Super Coalition in Sauk County, Wis Hope, invites community members to participate in a Pinwheels for Recovery memorial display from September 22nd through the 26th to honor loved ones lost to overdose. Starting on Monday, participants can retrieve pinwheels at the Sauk County West Square building on the first floor, just inside the parking lot entrance. Participants may choose to write the name of a loved one lost to overdose on the pinwheel, then walk across the street to the corner of Broadway and 4th Street to place the pinwheel near the Pinwheels for Recovery banner. This display follows International Overdose Awareness Day, observed August 31st, and takes place during National Recovery Month in September. It reinforces the community's commitment to remembering lives lost to overdose and supporting recovery and healing. If you have any questions, contact Amanda Hansen at 608-355-4884. Learn about mental health stigma, differences between mental illness and mental health, what to say and not to say to individuals experiencing mental health challenges, and how to offer support. You're invited to Eliminate Mental Health Stigma in Richland County, a free community presentation on Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 at the Brewer Public Library. Food will be provided at no cost. Registration is required as seating is limited. To register, call Evan Ewing at 649-5965 or email evan.ewing@co.richland.wi.us. The Reedstown Public Library has recently launched the Kickapoo Valley Living Treasure Series, a unique program spotlighting the life stories of elders in the Kickapoo Valley region. This series brings to life treasured memories and honors the experiences, contributions, and wisdom that Valley residents have accumulated over generations. Each event will reflect on how life in the area used to be, how things have changed, and new possibilities we can work toward together. The series is designed to celebrate the area's heritage and highlight the rich history of the Kickapoo Valley for newcomers and longtime residents alike. The inaugural event will be held Tuesday evening, September 23rd at 5:30. It will feature Kathleen Nan Alexander, who served as the third grade at the Reedstown Elementary School for 35 years and continues to serve the community 20 years into her retirement. The second in the series is on October 7th at 5:30 and will feature Kickapoo Township resident Mary Christensen. Mary's a community builder and retired Waldorf School administrator who played an integral part in Viroqua's successful revitalization efforts. She will share valuable insights from her experiences, helping turn the tide from decline to renewal. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
School days. And are you old enough to remember the McGuffey Reader? Or possibly had the opportunity to read fun with Dick and Jane books? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Google search on McGuffey Readers, the following information was found. The McGuffey Readers were a textbook series used in schools throughout the United States during the 19th and early 20th centuries. The readers emphasized the fundamental skills of reading and writing, but included stories on a wide range of subject matter. The original four readers were compiled by William Holmes McGuffey, with the fifth and the sixth being added by his brother Alexander. Here's how each one would break down. The McGuffey Primer was the first. It introduces the alphabet and basic reading concepts. The McGuffey First Reader focused on phonics and basic word recognition. McGuffey's Second Reader builds on the first with more complex sentences and stories. McGuffey's Third Reader introduces vocabulary and more challenging text. McGuffey's Fourth Reader, designed for advanced students with selections from classic literature. McGuffey's Fifth Reader contains a wider variety of literary extracts. And finally, the McGuffey Sixth Reader was a rhetorical reader for advanced students. Perhaps you're old enough to also remember Fun with Dick and Jane books. It was a series that followed the McGuffey Reader. From the mid to latter 1800s and into the 1920s, the McGuffey Reader was the common text. Then, Dick and Jane readers were series of basic reading which widened the American elementary schools from the 1930s to the 1960s. Particularly emphasized in the 1950s were the 80% of first graders, which was created by William S. Gray and Zerna Sharp. Those books aimed to teach reading through the whole word method, as it were, focusing on recognizing words as whole units rather than through hooked on phonics drills. The series featured the characters Dick, Jane, Sally, and their parents. They also had a dog named Spot. In simple, repetitive stories, it's set in a suburban American landscape. Besides teaching reading, Dick and Jane set examples of positive contributions. They did their chores, they were helpful with other people, especially their neighbors, and were kind to others. Laughing at baby Sally was also done, but in good fun. What happened to change this from the whole word method? Well, social changes. It was the 1960s. Popular now was Hoffman, Mifflin, and Random House, both which were asked to challenge, if it were, could they write in engaging children's primers using 220 vocabulary words? Indeed, they could. The resulting book was called, and here's your title, The Cat in the Hat, dated 1957. That book changed Theodore Geisel's career by making him a household name. But it also changed the trajectory of children's literature. Children's books no longer had to be white bread stories, as they called it. It was devoured in imagination. Dr. Seuss worked to erode the power of look and say reading methods in what was now entrenched in the schools. For many reasons, Dick and Jane earned a place in our nation's history. Their names are synonymous with early reading books. And if you should still have a copy of one of those Dick and Jane books, well, you may be in luck. They're considered very valuable collector items. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Lone Rock and one version of how Lone Rock got its name.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Sunday, September 21st. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held on Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green. Tina M. Morvaugh, 61, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Morvaugh, 61, of Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Good morning. For WRCO's birthday wishes, I'm Bo Hendricks, letting you know we have a nice handful of birthday wishes to get to. Starting off, we'll say happy birthday to Kent Adsett, Dan Krieger, Stetson Clary, Angela Fanta, Vicky Lee, and Gary Hardy. Happy birthday to all of you from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance today to Suzanne Brown, Brenton Ewing, Samantha Noble, Mason Lundgren, Matthew Stone, and Jerry Wilder Jr. The Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish a happy birthday today to Stetson Clary, Dave Fry, and Angie Wallace. Happy birthday to Jaleesa Bead today from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Back Road Resurrection Life Church wishes Stetson Clary a happy birthday. Also happy birthday to Stetson Clary today from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday to Trinity Fruit from Park Street Christian Church. Happy anniversary today to Chet and Karen Sumwalt from Beulah Wesleyan. Also happy anniversary to Chet and Karen Sumwalt from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Roger and Teresa Bone and Nikki and Swaroop Lucas from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. And happy anniversary to Craig and Nina Rudy from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating your birthday or anniversary today, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the shoebox where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sunday Morning Sports is brought to you today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In high school football this weekend, Friday night, it was Reedsburg taking on Holman. The game was tied at 14 apiece before being delayed due to a lightning and was finished up on Saturday, where it was Holman coming away the winner over Reedsburg 22-21. Also in Saturday volleyball, it was Broadhead defeating Dodgeville two sets to one. Dodgeville then would defeat Lakeside Lutheran in the tournament 2-1. They went on to defeat Stoughton 2-1, but fell by to East Troy as East Troy came out the victor 2-1. Malik Washington threw two touchdown passes and also ran for a score in his Big Ten debut as Maryland remained unbeaten by defeating Wisconsin 27-10. Maryland has outscored its first four opponents 130-36 and already has matched its win total from last season. Maryland also recorded six sacks and blocked a field goal attempt and a punt as Wisconsin dropped to 15-15 in Luke Fickell's coaching tenure. The Badgers trailed 20-0 at halftime. Also in other scores in college football, it was Whitewater over Mary Hardin Baylor 26-6. It was River Falls defeating Belhaven 65-0. Platteville took down Springfield 28-12, and Eau Claire scored a 42-6 win over Martin Luther. The Brewers got the win yesterday as they tied up their series on the road against the Cardinals 3-2. The Brewers now in a 7-game lead in the National League Central as they get ready to go for round 3 against the Cardinals, a 1:15 first pitch time today, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Green Bay Packers return to action today and look to take on the Cleveland Browns in their first road game of the season. As the Packers get ready for a noon kickoff at 10 o'clock pregame time today, which you'll be able to hear the game on WRCO FM 100.9. As the Packers look to remain unbeaten in the season and hopefully can get a win going 3-0. Also, taking a look at other sports scores from around the league on Saturday in National League Baseball, it was Washington defeating the New York Mets 5-3. Cincinnati scored a 6-3 win over the Cubs, while Arizona edged out Philadelphia 4-5, and it was the LA Dodgers over San Francisco 7-5. Over in the American League, Cleveland held Minnesota scoreless in the first game of a doubleheader 6-0. And even more impressive, defeated them in the second game, keeping them scoreless 8-0. Kansas City scored a 2-1 win, topping Toronto. The New York Yankees defeated Baltimore 6-1. It was Boston 6, Tampa Bay 3, and Seattle defeated Houston 6-4. In interleague play, Atlanta edged out Detroit 6-5. The Pittsburgh defeated Athletics 2-0. It was Miami 4, Texas 3. San Diego scored a win over the Chicago White Sox 7-3, while the LA Angels picked up a win over Colorado 3-0. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery.
Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. Will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you
just
so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him. Thank you. Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, you are eternal. Love everlasting, reigning on high. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor and glory be unto your name. Be
and extol.
I